Welcome to Christian Historical Fiction Talk. I'm your host, author Liz Tolsma. I am so glad to have you along for this week's episode. We are now in December, believe it or not, the last month of 2023. I don't know about you, but I think it has been just one of the best years for Christian historical fiction ever. I asked you on social media to pick out your favorite reads of this past year, and somebody said, it's just too hard to pick. And I would have to agree with that. It's why I sort of put the question on you so that I didn't have to answer it for myself. There were so many great books that came out, and you can't fault any of the choices that anyone made. And the ones that were left off didn't mean that they weren't fantastic, because they were. There were just so many good ones this year. Before we get started with that, I want to say welcome to anybody who is new to the podcast. So glad to have you along. I hope that you enjoy this episode, that you maybe get to pick up a book that you missed throughout the course of this year, and that you subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform so that you don't miss out on anything that we have for the rest of the year or all of the great guests that we have coming up in 2024. We are already booked through April, so we have a lot of good ones coming up next year as well. Also, be sure to find us on Facebook, Instagram, and X, and Pinterest. We are in all of those places. We start some great conversations over there. You can get to be part of an episode like this if you follow us there and join in the conversation. We'd love to have you. For those who are returning, thank you so much for being a loyal listener all year long. I really do appreciate it. I appreciate all of my Patreons especially. They have been amazing in supporting the podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart for making me able to be able to do this. I just appreciate it so much. If you would like to join those patrons in supporting the podcast in 2024 and Lord willing beyond that, then head over to liztolsma.com, click on any one of the podcast episodes, and you'll find information there on how to become a patron of Christian Historical Fiction Talk. Okay. Let's get to your answers. So I went over to social media and I asked, what was your favorite Christian historical fiction read of 2023? And I have to say, I have read or at least heard of almost all of these. I think we have had almost all of these people on the podcast. And if they haven't been on the podcast, I think at least one has been on my World War II book club on Facebook. So if you're interested in that, you can also go over to Facebook and just search Christian World War II Fiction Readers. I believe that's the name of the book club. Find us over there and join us for some great guests there in 2024 as well. So let's get into it. Let's talk about what you loved in 2023. And the first one that was mentioned was In This Moment by Gabriel Meyer. She was here on the podcast earlier in the year talking about this book. And oh my, I would have to agree. This is really way, way up at the top for me. It is a split time. And by that, I mean there were three time periods. There was 1861, 1941, and 2001. And I loved this book so much. There were so many twists and turns in it. And she just did a fantastic job keeping you guessing. If you aren't familiar with Gabriel Meyer, she has these time crossing books. So it's a single character, but this one lives in three different time periods. And then on her 21st birthday, she needs to choose which time period she's going to stay in. And Gabriel really keeps you guessing right until the very end. I didn't know when the character was going to stay at, what time period she was going to choose to live the rest of her life in until the very end. And even along the way, there were some great plot twists to this one. And I absolutely loved in this moment by Gabriel Meyer. I would have to put it top one or two reads of the year for me. It really was that good. She blew me out of the water. It's the second one in a series, although they can be read standalone. And I know there's another one coming out in 2024. I'm pretty sure that's when it was. And I can't wait. I can't wait to see how she tops this one. The next one that someone mentioned really deserves a round of applause, and that is Within These Walls of Sorrow by Amanda Barrett. She won the Christie Award this year for historical fiction, and I can't think of a better deserving book than Within These Walls of Sorrow. Just absolutely fantastic. Amanda likes to take real life people and places during the Second World War and fictionalize them. And that's what she did with this book that's set in Krakow, Poland during the war. And it's about a Jewish woman. And it's also about a young woman who works at a pharmacy within the Jewish ghetto. And the pharmacy was a real pharmacy. When I was in Krakow myself in October, I actually got to see the pharmacy. I got to see a lot of what Amanda mentioned in the book, which just really, really made it come alive to me. And I have to tell you, for somebody who wasn't there when she wrote it, she was not able to visit Krakow in order to do her research. It is brilliant. She just nails it perfectly. And this is just a breathtaking book. It makes you think, it makes you cry, it makes you see the good and the bad in humanity. And in the end, there's, of course, the Christian thread that's running through it and the hope that's in Christian fiction. That's why we love it so much. I was not the least surprised to learn that she had won the Christie Award for Within These Walls of Sorrow. I just really had a feeling that this one was going to steal it this year, and she did. If you have not read Amanda Barrett at all, I would highly recommend Amanda Barrett. And if you have not yet picked up Within These Walls of Sorrow, I would suggest that you do so. And we have not had her back because she's had another one released since we interviewed her for Within These Walls of Sorrow. I believe it was on the podcast. It could have been on my book club, but I believe she was also on the podcast. But she now has Warsaw Sisters out as well, which is just another fabulous book. Amanda is absolutely brilliant. Just cream of the crop when it comes to World War II fiction these days. So I agree. There were a couple of people who mentioned Within These Walls of Sorrow, and I highly agree. Again, I would have to say it's really warring between In This Moment and Within These Walls of Sorrow for me, for my favorite read of 2023. And yet I don't want to seem biased because all of the ones that I'm going to mention, I loved. So I hate to even say that because they were all that good. Then somebody else mentioned Man of Shadow and Mist by Michelle Greep. And I have to say yes, highly, highly recommend this book. Really loved it. We did have Michelle on the show earlier in the year talking about Man of Shadow and Mist. Just exactly what it says it is. It's a man of shadow and mist and mystery, and it's this gothic book, and it's just wonderful, this English countryside and all of the fog and just everything that you would expect from a book called Man of Shadow and Mist. That's exactly what it is. And a poor man who's just really very haunted by a medical condition that he has, and also sort of stigmatized in the village where he lives because he's from Transylvania. And so she ties in Dracula with this. It's just really wonderful to see how she does all of that, even having quotes from that book in her book, and how she ties it all together and how it really ends up being a happy ending at the end of that book. Michelle always delivers on that style of book. She's so good. I mean, I think all of her books are sort of shadowed and missed themselves. They're kind of, like I said, just this gothic, not creepy really even at all, but you can just sort of picture yourself in London or in England in the kind of mist and the fog and everything. Like I just said, it's a brilliant book, and she did a really good job on that one. I did truly, truly enjoy Man of Shadow and Mist by Michelle Greep. Cannot argue with the person who picked that as their favorite read of 2023. Very good one there as well. Now, the next one I did not read. I will be perfectly honest with you. I did not read, and we did not have this author on here. And I have said it, if I had time, I would do this podcast twice a week because there are that many authors that I could have on here. Like I said, I am booked through April already, which is just crazy to me that there are that many good Christian historical fiction authors that I want to have on here already for next year. So it's no snub to this author that I didn't have her on here, no snub to her book, because I know her writing is absolutely brilliant. It just didn't work out this year, and we will have to really make an effort to have her back in 2024. She's been here before, and that is Connie Lynn Cossette. We're so glad that she's feeling better and that she is back to writing again. And she released Counted with the Stars this past year. And somebody said it was their favorite read of 2023. It is the only biblical fiction novel to make it, at least the very quick time that I had this out there. But Connie Lynn always does a fantastic job. She just captures the biblical time period so well and just has such a different and unique take on the biblical time period that she's writing. And so that's one that I'm definitely going to put on my list. Maybe over Christmas break, I'll get a chance to pick up Counted with the Stars by Connie Lynn Cossette, because I missed that, and I'm very, very sorry that I did, especially since somebody said it was their favorite read of the year. So if you didn't check that out like I didn't, shame on both of us, and I am going to be rectifying that. That is for sure.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ashley T. Lee Podcast. Join me to hear the Bible read line by line and clearly explained. Listen to the Word of God in your car or home or work while it transforms your mind daily. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, which is good and acceptable and perfect." Knowing the Bible can give you peace and joy in this hectic world. Listen weekly to Ashley T. Lee Podcast on all podcast sites.
The next one is one that should not be a surprise to any of us at all, and that is The Sound of Light by Sarah Sundin. I know we had her on here in February. I believe her books almost always release in February. I know her next one does as well, and we do have her slated to be back on in February because I just love talking to her so much. It's not a surprise to me at all that this made the list of somebody's favorites. And again, it would be right up there. It's such a toss-up for me, but it's just like, yep, Sarah Sundin, you know it's going to be great. You know it's going to be terrific. It's one that you're going to enjoy, one that you're really going to love. And she hit it out of the ballpark again. And I believe this is the first World War II novel that I've read anyway in the Christian fiction arena that deals with Denmark during World War II, which really puts a different spin on it. And it has an American physicist in there. It talks about the real life character of Niels Bohr. It has spies and intrigue and all kinds of interesting stuff. Very different read, different from what Sarah typically writes. She's been doing this. She did one in France and one in Germany. Don't kill me if I got that wrong, but pretty sure the first one was in Germany and now this one in Denmark. And then she's going to go back to England again for her next book coming out in 2024. But The Sound of Light was just fantastic, you guys. Just such a different take on World War II, something that a lot of people don't know an awful lot about. So I would highly recommend The Sound of Light by Sarah Senden. And like I said, pick that up, read it, and then get ready for her new release in February and for Sarah to be back with us in February. Before we continue with our list of favorite reads of 2023, let's hear a word from our sponsor today, Zencastr. Zencastr is now the all-in-one solution making podcasting easy. It's the ultimate web-based podcasting solution. It provides high-quality audio and video podcast production and hosting with a full suite of professional tools. Podcasters can seamlessly record, produce, and publish studio-quality content all from one dashboard. Being a creator has never been easier. Go to zencastr.com/pricing and use my code Liz, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experience as I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story. Now let's get back to our favorite reads of 2023. The next one on the list is The Cairo Curse. And The Cairo Curse is by Pepper Basham. It is book 2 of 3 in her Freddy and Grace mystery series. So Freddy and Grace are now married. I hope I didn't spoil anything there for you, but I don't think I did. And they are now on their honeymoon, and it takes a detour to Egypt, and it is filled with danger and adventure and a murderous secret and dangerous surroundings. And they have to solve a mystery while they are on their honeymoon. And only Pepper Basham could set a fun, loving mystery in the middle of somebody's honeymoon. And she does it so well. And that's the wonderful thing about it. It's just a really good book and a lot of fun. And I highly agree with the person who suggested this as their favorite book of 2023. You really can't go wrong with Pepper Basham. You know you're going to pick it up. You know you're going to be entertained. You know you're going to have a laugh. You know there's going to be a little bit of adventure along the way. And The Cairo Curse delivers all of that and then some. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a heads up and let you know that actually Pepper is going to be on with us next week talking about book 3 in the Freddie and Grace Mysteries series, and that is The Juliet Code. And we had a great time. We had a great conversation. You don't need to necessarily read these in order or anything like that, but I'm sure it would help. And so you have time now to pick up The Cairo Curse and to read it before Pepper is here next week to talk about The Juliet Code. So you're going to definitely want to check that one out. Like I said, Pepper never disappoints us. So it's going to be a really good time. You can be sure of that. The next one is one that I did not read, and that is A Shadow in Moscow by Catherine Ray. I can't remember if we've ever had her on the podcast. I know I've had her on my World War II Facebook book club, but I don't think we've had her on the podcast. And if we haven't, that is my oversight, and we definitely need to get Catherine on. And a couple of years ago, she wrote The London House, which was her first foray really into World War II and historical. And she did it so well. She just hit it out of the park with The London House. I really enjoyed that book. It was so well done and really fantastic for somebody's first hand at World War II. And then A Shadow in Moscow sort of picks up, and this is a Cold War era novel. And that sort of reminds me a little bit of Rachel McMillan with her Cold War book. So we're starting to foray a little bit into that in the historical fiction realm, getting some Cold War era stories in there. And Catherine is just one very talented author. And I know that A Shadow in Moscow has been getting really great reviews. Everybody has been buzzing about it. It's just one that I have not had time to pick up yet. I read as much as I possibly can to try to keep up with everything that's going on with the podcast and my book club and my own writing. One of these days, I will get to be one of those people who reads 50 or 100 books in a year. Of course, that means I won't be writing anymore, but A Shadow in Moscow is one that I'm going to have to be sure that I pick up and read myself, because Catherine Ray is fantastic. And I am not surprised that somebody mentioned this as their favorite read of 2023. And the last one, and I think it's a great way to end this episode, is A Million Little Choices by Tamara Alexander. Now, of course, we know that Tamara is a USA Today best-selling author, and she is a Christie Award Hall of Fame inductee. In other words, she just won so many Christie Awards that they went ahead and inducted her into the Hall of Fame. And I, at first, had not thought I had read this one, but I have. I don't remember the title. I don't remember the cover, which is really, really bad of me, but I just didn't. But I started reading the summary of it to prepare myself to talk about it a little bit. And I went, oh, yes. I did read this, and it is a fantastic book. So it is a dual timeline novel. This is the story of two women from two different centuries living in the same house who share strikingly similar journeys. And so we have Claire just in this already fractured marriage. Now it's pushed to the breaking point. And then the historical part is set in 1863. It's Charlotte Thursman. She's pregnant and trapped in a marriage to an abusive husband, and she's struggling to protect her unborn child and the enslaved members of her household. So it's just so good. And both Claire and Charlotte discover truths about themselves they never realized, along with secrets long hidden that hold the power to bring God's restoration if only they choose to let it. So it's Southern historical fiction. It has everything. It has the dual timeline plot, the thought-provoking treatment of difficult relationships, infidelity, forgiveness, and trust. There are even discussion questions at the back if you want to use it for your book club. An absolutely outstanding book. We would expect no less from Tamara Alexander, and she really did deliver once again. Well, I want to thank all of you for making 2023 a great year here on the podcast. We aren't done. Like I said, Pepper Basham is going to be here next week talking about the Juliet Code, and then we have a couple others coming up yet this year before we start off 2024 with a bang. But what a year it has been. We have had authors like Tracy Peterson, Mary Keneally, Amanda Cabot, Crystal Cottle, Misu Andrews, Stefina McGee, Kim Vogel-Sawyer, Michelle Greep, Rachel Scott McDaniel, Shannon McNear, Hannah Linder, Jamie Jo Wright. We have all kinds of fantastic authors coming up in 2024. I'm not going to spoil it yet. You're going to have to hang out with me for the rest of 2023 for a little sneak peek to see who's coming. But I hope that you have discovered some new favorites, rediscovered some old favorites, that you have found some terrific reads throughout the year. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with me about this topic. I really do appreciate your input. I love it when I get your opinions, and it's not just my opinion that I'm spouting over here. Thank you so much again. Hey, you know, if you happen to see something about the podcast or one of our episodes pop up on social media, please take a minute and just share it with your followers so that they will know about Christian Historical Fiction Talk. I would really, really appreciate that. I hope you have a terrific week, and we will see you all next week.